Make each and every day count. Each day is a gift, even tough ones like today, bad ones that start off with a bang. And whenever we hear of a roadway being closed down, this time 94 eastbound, earlier shut down between Belleville Road and Hagerty, they're open now but still slow. Whenever we hear that, we know there's been a fatal accident, and that is, in fact, what has happened. We get as many details as we can now from Michigan State Police Lieutenant Extraordinaire Mike Shaw. Good morning, Lieutenant Shaw. Michael, always good to have you on the show, but never for things like this.
And sometimes it seems like that's the only thing I have to talk about lately. But there is a lot of good things happening in the department and, you know, around the district of the Detroit area. But unfortunately, this morning, not so good.
And what we've heard, and I want to hear it directly from you, but we've heard it was like a wrong way driver. And inevitably, when things like that happen, I'm not asking you to make it a determination unless you can, booze or drugs are involved and people are shouldn't be driving anyway.
And that seems to be what we're looking at here. Nothing confirmed yet. We won't know absolutely sure until after the medical examiner conducts their investigation and the autopsy results come back, which includes what is on board with the driver as far as, you know, alcohol or drugs. But there's definitely some indicators by the troopers out there that make us think that the at-fault driver, the man that was killed, was under the influence of alcohol, unfortunately.
And about what time did this take place?
So about 2:35 is when we started getting calls. I don't know if people are aware or not. We get 911 calls from cell phones. It pings into the nearest towers where it goes to. This one just happened to be the Romulus Police Department. So they started receiving calls, let us know that they were getting calls about this wrong-way driver. We started to send troops out there as they were sending their units out there. Usually in these cases, though, by the time that we get out there, something bad is already occurred, and that was the same one with this one, where this individual was driving a 1973 Buick passenger car and unfortunately hit a 2021 Kia head-on. Both of those people in that car, a male and a female, received some critical injuries, but are suspected that they would survive.
Well, here's hoping they would survive. A head-on collision with a huge, heavy 1973 Buick and a light 2021 Kia. Thank goodness for modern equipment, safety equipment that's in all of our new cars now. But you know what bothers me, and I have to say this, this is clearly, even though we don't know yet if this is the case in this accident, all conjecture, but 2:35 in the morning, start getting calls that somebody's going the wrong way down an expressway, there's a pretty good chance, timing-wise, that they just came from a bar that had to tell them it's time to go.
And that is something that we're definitely going to look into when we do any of these investigations. The tough part about it is when you have a crash like this, 50% of the information just isn't available because somebody was killed in that crash. So we're going to have to start working from the crash backwards. And that is something that we do take a look at. If, you know, somebody was drinking or was involved in something else, where did that come from? You know, is somebody else responsible for it? Is there a bar that may be overserved? And that is something that we would look at and take to the prosecutor if that's the case. Sometimes it just kind of runs into a dead end for us if we can't kind of track down exactly where this person was coming from.
Right. Well, that special note, you're put on notice if you own a bar and you're serving that person at the bar that clearly shouldn't be served, if you can tell, that you can get in a lot of trouble for that. Meanwhile, I don't know if you and I ever had a chance to talk about it. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw with us. I don't know, Mike, if you and I have talked about it, but I'm so totally against it. And I don't even know where this is. Are they still considering, I think rather foolishly, keeping bars open till 4 o'clock in the morning?
I know that it is still bouncing around the legislature discussing it. I haven't seen that it's actually come out to any vote or change in that law yet. So far, it's still 2 o'clock from what we understand. But, you know, all it takes is a simple vote to the legislature and the governor signing it, and it becomes law.
Well, I'm hoping that that doesn't happen. I can't think of anything more foolish than having drunk drivers out on the road starting at 4:30 in the morning when their kids are getting on school buses and kids are starting when they start to go back to school and people starting to go back to work. People go to work earlier and earlier. We don't need to be exposed to drunk drivers, people who have been drinking till 4 o'clock in the morning and then get in their car, just like the potential of something like this happening at 2:30 in the morning. At least that's the way I feel, Michael.
And I think that's the toughest part about it is, yes, the bars are responsible for it, but, you know, we're responsible for ourselves, too. And that's the toughest part. We've run across drunk drivers at, you know, noon. We've had them at different times where, you know, people have had problems with alcohol and things like that. You would hope that with everything that's available out there now today, from an Uber to a taxi to a bus to a piggyback ride from your best friend, there's absolutely zero reason to get behind the wheel under the influence of anything, be it alcohol, now marijuana, be it prescription drugs. There's just too many things out there. It's a crime that can be totally eliminated, kind of like driving with a cell phone. It's another crime that can be totally eliminated, save people's lives if you just don't do it. We're not trying to be, you know, anti-drinking or anti-fun or anything like that. You just have to be smart about it when you do it. Have that plan ahead of time before you go out how you're going to do it. While you're intoxicated is not the time to figure out how you're going to get home, because usually what you're going to do is take the easiest route because you kind of lost your senses about you, and that's why you shouldn't be driving. You're going to get behind the wheel of that car and something like this could happen.
Absolutely well put. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw, all this because of that bad accident on I-94, somebody driving the wrong way and ending up in a fatal accident. At this point, it looks like the person who caused the accident is the person who died. Two other people were initially in critical condition in the car that was hit head-on by the wrong-way driver. But they, hopefully, it looks like they're going to live. Appreciate the story. Anything else we need to know, Mike, before we let you go?
Just a quick shout-out to the troops last night and some DPD officers. We got a call on a suicidal person that came out to Belle Isle, was in the water by the MacArthur Bridge. Those troopers were able to talk to him and change his little mind a little bit, and enough where the troops and the DPD can get out there and grab him and get him the help he needs. And so great job by the guys last night to save that person from doing
great
something
job
that they may have regretted.
Great job at any time, but wow, especially as we head into the weekend and the racing activity, that would not be the way to kick it off. So I'm glad that this was avoided. I mean, it would be important to avoid that kind of a situation any time, but especially when we're getting excited about the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. And the fact that you can still get tickets at DetroitGP.com. Don't miss out. A lot of people are going to be there. I'll be there. We'll be there broadcasting Friday morning. Maybe, I don't know, Lieutenant, you might be there one time or another.
We'll kind of see how the weekend goes. The troops will definitely be out there. I'm not quite sure if it will be me, but you'll definitely see us out there working the Grand Prix for sure, just like every year.
Always makes us feel good to see law enforcement on the scene under the good times, not just the bad. God bless you, Lieutenant Mike Shaw, and all the hardworking men and women of the Michigan State Police. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Paul W. Have a great week.